This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Venezuelan opposition leader accuses security forces of threatening his family. Reuters' Jillian Kitchener reports.
Guaido says police asked for his wife, who was at home with their baby. At the end of the event, Guaido warned police, quote, "I will hold you responsible for any threat to my baby." The political fight between Guaido and President Nicolas Maduro, sworn in for a disputed second term this month, has drawn in foreign powers on both sides. The United States, which backs Guaido, has warned of serious consequences if Maduro's government harms him. In another major show of support, the European Parliament Thursday voted in favor of recognizing Guaido as Venezuela's de facto head of state and urged the bloc's 28 governments to follow suit.
And during an Oval Office meeting Thursday with Chinese Press Vice Premier Liu He, at the White House, U.S. President Donald Trump expressed optimism on reversing the escalating economic confrontation with China, saying if positively concluded, it would be the biggest deal ever made.
I think the relationship that we have right now with China has never been so advanced. I don't think it's ever been better, but I can tell you for a fact it's never been so advanced, and certainly a deal has never been so advanced.
An interpreter read out a letter to President Trump from Chinese President Xi Jinping, which said relations are at a critically important stage between the two economic superpowers. The letter also noted the arrangements that China has made in the agricultural sector since the last Trump-Xi phone call that they've made between the two. Again, all of this happening at an Oval Office meeting Thursday with the Chinese Vice Premier Liu He. This is VOA News.